Our second story now. There are conflicting reports on the situation in Iraq's northwestern city of Tal Afar. This as a string of deadly explosions has rocked the capital, Baghdad. Reports say militants from the so-called Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant have overrun the city in Nineveh province. Earlier, it was reported that Iraqi troops and local tribesmen foiled an attack by the ISIL militants on the strategic town. Iraqi troops also managed to capture two towns from the militants north of Baghdad. Local media reports show that a senior Algerian militant commander was killed in an attack by military helicopters in the western city of Fallujah. Meanwhile, over a dozen people were killed as several explosions hit Baghdad. Also on Sunday, the U.S. said it was relocating its Baghdad embassy staff to its consulates in Basra and Erbil. Let's go to Ontario and talk to Edward Corrigan, human rights activist. Welcome, sir. Mr. Corrigan, there are those in the West, especially in the media, who want to portray the anti-terror fight in Iraq as a Shia-Sunni issue. What are they seeking to achieve?
Well, I think certain parties have long wanted to destabilize Iraq and to create a sectarian war between the Sunnis and the Shia, but also incorporate, you know, the minority groups, the Yazidis, the Turkmen, the Chaldeans, the Assyrians. And they've been promoting this, and up until now, they have failed, and they certainly failed in Syria to do so. But it seems that with outside support, bringing in jihadists from around the Middle East and the Islamic world, and with Saudi money, they are succeeding in basically destroying Iraq. And it's arguably that it's a failed state, but the central government has been unable to deal with this. There has been some setbacks on the part of the guerrillas who came out with a very organized attack, but the Kurds have kicked them out of Kirkuk. And as your report indicates, the Iraqi government has taken back some towns. But the amount of organization and money behind the Islamic the Islamic movement that is fighting the government is actually really quite extraordinary. And we have to look at the support that they've received. And I think in the long run, certainly a lot of Iraqis are nostalgic for the Saddam Hussein regime. And I think the Saudis and others who are funding the Islamic State in Iraq and Levant are going to regret this. But the ultimate aim seems to be to destroy what's left of Iraq and to destabilize here and to promote a sectarian war between the Shias and the Sunnis. And of course, this is not in the interest of Iraq. It's not in the interest, I think, of the Shias or the Sunnis. It's only in the interest of outside parties who want to see Iraq a failed state, divided into various cantons and I think just, you know, wreck general destruction.
Right, and so why do you think the Iraqi government is not being helped in its fight against the militants?
Well, the Americans did invest billions of dollars in supposedly training the militants, but I think the Iraqi government has had sympathetic ties to Iran, was pursuing a somewhat independent foreign policy, and of course wasn't supporting the overthrow of the Assad government in Iraq. So it was showing some independence. So I think the Americans were not happy that it wasn't a completely client state that was, or government that was doing the bidding of the U.S. and not, they were trying actually to represent the majority of the Iraqi people. But there is a split between the Sunnis and the Shias, where the government of Iraq and the majority of the people in Iraq are in fact Shia. So there's been a backlash, and a lot of the Sunnis in the north who traditionally had power were not so happy. And you have various conflicts, but it's outside parties that I think are benefiting from this. And, you know, the Israelis, the Americans, the British have long wanted to destroy Iraq because it was the strongest, most stable Arab state. And as I said, many Iraqis are nostalgic for Saddam Hussein. And this, of course, is terrible and can lead to massive conflict and massive loss of life unless things are contained very quickly. But the Americans are now realizing that this Sunni group, which they helped create and foster and protect, may be a bigger monster than what they can control themselves.
Indeed. Edward Corrigan, human rights activist from Ontario, as always, thanks for your time there, sir.